Rejecka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 18 op na 33, Johannesburg 17, 31, Polokwane 20, 31.
Op die paaie in Bedford View kan jy stadige verkeer verwag op die N3 Suid, al die pad deur die Gilulies wisselaar tot amper net voor die M2 Geldenhuys wisselaar in Germiston, en dan is die verkeer ook stadig in Bedford View op die R24 oos op pad na die Gilulies wisselaar.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Boomer leads India fight back as Australia also crumble in the first test, and Tom Curry returns for England against Japan.
In Polokwane het die streekshof die varkboer Zachariah Olivier se borgtog aansoek uitgestel tot volgende jaar Februarie. Hy sal dan in die hof verskyn saam met sy medebeskuldigdes Rudolf de Wet en William Musora. Nou, hulle word daarvan beskuldig dat hulle twee vroue, Maria Makgato en Lucian Dlovu, vermoor het en daarna hulle liggame aan varke gevoer het. Dit het alles gebeur op Olivier se plaas in die omgewing van Sedibeng. Lesetsha Makura het meer.
The suspects have had their case postponed for further investigation. The accused, identified as De Wet and Musora, face allegations including murder, possession of firearms and ammunition, and defeating the ends of justice. Musora, who is a foreign national, also faces a charge of contravening the Immigration Act. Earlier this month, the pair abandoned their bail applications in the Mongwing Magistrate Court. Lesetsha Makura for Jacaranda FM, Polokwane.
In Stilfontein Noordwes het die provinsiese wetgewer vanmiddag 'n oorsig besoek by die Buffelsfontein myn in Stilfontein uitgevoer. Nou, daar is so wat honderde onwettige myners ondergronds en hulle sê hulle is daar vasgekeer. Fase 2 van die mynreddingsoperasie het vanoggend begin en kameras is onder meer in skag 11 van die verlate goudmyn laat sak. Die DA se Freddy Sonakile het die media namens die komitee toegespreek.
As to the number of people who are still inside, we cannot talk to that because it is part of the investigation that the police themselves are also working on. So as to when the operations will end, no one could answer that one. However, operations from this assessment would start probably on Monday.
En in Gauteng sê operasie Dudula dat die groep regstappe gaan neem teen die regering, dit nou vir die dood van meer as 20 kinders van jaar nadat hulle kos by Spaza-winkels wat deur buitelanders besit word, geëet het. Dit volg op die dood van die 5-jarige Siyabonga Mnisi in Diepkloof Soweto die afgelope week. Hier is Dudula se president Zandile Dabula.
We will be representing the families of the deceased, especially the ones that passed on last year because the government has neglected them. Someone needs to take accountability of the deaths. We can't have our kids dying all in the hands of foreigners.
En die Suider-Afrikaanse Ontwikkelingsgemeenskap het amptelik sy militêre sending in die ooste van die Demokratiese Republiek die Kongo vir nog 'n jaar verleng. Die aankondiging volg op die onlangse SADC-beraad in Harare en Anastasie Mokgobo het meer besonderhede.
The mineral-rich Eastern DRC has been engulfed in conflict for more than 3 decades. The SADC mission, involving troops from South Africa, Tanzania, Malawi and Burundi, was deployed to North Kivu in December last year, ahead of the DRC's general elections that secured President Felix Tshisekedi a second term. Despite international backing, including the SADC force, violence persists. Anastasie Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Ek is Marlene Fouchier, meer nuus om 5.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
This ain't Texas. Hold 'em,
hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
ooh,
and throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too.